So, how does blood return back to the heart through the veins if the pressure is so low? There are a number of factors about the veins and about the circulatory system that allow the blood to return through the veins. One of the first is that you may remember from anatomy, and if not, I will point it out now. The veins have valves, and the valves prevent the backflow of blood. So, in other words, blood can really only go in one direction through the veins, and it cannot for the most part flow backwards, although sometimes the veins around the valves can become distended, and that becomes what we know of as varicose veins. A second mechanism that helps the blood to return to the heart through the veins is what's called it's skeletal muscle contractions, actually. As the skeletal muscles contract, they squeeze blood forward and back towards the heart. So, especially the muscles of the legs, as they're squeezing, and contracting, they push the blood forward through the veins and back towards the heart. Sometimes this is called the skeletal muscle pump. Another factor or characteristic that allows the blood to be brought back through the veins towards the heart is something called the respiratory pump. And the very act of breathing causes negative pressure within the chest cavity. And this actually helps to pull the blood towards the thorax and towards the heart. So the respiratory pump is caused by the negative pressure of the vacuum pressure that's caused by the act of breathing, of ventilation, and this acts to help pull the blood back up towards the thorax and towards the heart. And a last characteristic that I want to point out is that veins have a very large diameter. Their diameters are actually larger usually than the arteries. And because of this large diameter, the veins have very little peripheral resistance. So the blood that's moving through the veins is being subjected to very little peripheral resistance, and so it's fairly easy for that blood to move through.